Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today's another AMA episode, that is Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Paul, who asks, I'm putting together my plan for conferences for the remainder of the year. I'm curious how you determine how much time to spend out of the office and attending conferences. How do you decide which events to attend? Well, Paul, this is a great question. I'm actually on a flight to Salt Lake City to attend a conference as I'm preparing to answer your question. There are so many events, it's impossible to attend everything you might want to. It starts with getting clear on the purpose of attending, and this has to do with the nature of the content and, more importantly, who are the attendees. Attending an event has two primary purposes. You might attend a conference for the actual content being delivered from stage. But if that were the only reason, the only thing to do is buy the conference recording and sit at home and watch the video from the comfort of your home. You'd save a lot of time traveling in airports instead of attending the conference in person. The second reason to travel is to build relationships, and in fact, that's the only reason why I travel. Within our company, we put together a conference plan for the entire year. That is, which conferences do we want to attend? Which ones do we intend to speak at? Which events do we in fact intend to host? If it's a particularly large conference, we might choose to send more than one person to attend, specifically because there are not enough hours in the day for a single individual to get around and meet enough people. In those cases, I rarely get to spend time with people from my own company, even though we are at the same event. If I'm spending time with people who I know and talk to on a regular basis, I'm defeating the purpose of having multiple people attending the same event. Now, next week, I'm actually flying to Istanbul to attend a large builder expo there. It's an annual event, and it's expected to attract about 52,000 people from all over the world. Turkey has developed a strong manufacturing industry, and the quality of the products is high. Now, not everything manufactured there is going to be suitable for use in North American construction. We have to make sure the products used in the construction are going to be certified by the local building codes. But there's more than 500 exhibitors, and it's an opportunity for me to see sample products firsthand and to really compress timeframes when it comes to selecting products for use in our buildings. Turkey's been experiencing hyperinflation for a number of years. The net result of that is that these high-quality products can be purchased at a significant discount to North American prices, that is, if you're paying in dollars, even after you take shipping into account. If we can save even $10 or perhaps even $5 a square foot across the breadth of our construction, that's significant leverage for those few days spent in Istanbul. And that can be as simple as individual line items, like, for example, doors. There's a manufacturer who builds interior doors to North American specifications. If an apartment complex might have, let's say, 600 doors in total, and if I can save $50 a door, that's a saving of $30,000. And if I can save, say, $3 a square foot in ceramic tile, that too can really add up when you spread it across a few hundred apartment units. When you multiply that thinking across several line items, the potential for savings is substantial. Now, some events, like the Builder Expo, are more utilitarian. They're on the technical side of our development projects. We also find, attending many events, that there's way too much selling happening. When a conference organizer sells the time on stage to the speakers, it's because the speaker intends to monetize the event by selling a product to you in the audience. They hope to make back their stage fee based on how many of their whatever high-priced products they manage to sell. And then some conferences require the speakers to split the sales revenue 50-50 with the conference organizer. Regardless of the sales model, we tend to avoid these types of conferences. Reason is that these thinly veiled sales pitches are really targeting rookies who, quite frankly, don't know any better. And that's just not our audience. We find the conferences where the audience is being manipulated into running to the back of the room and get out their credit card very distasteful. So we really avoid these. And there's a few conferences that actually maintain a healthy culture. They attract the right kind of attendees and they have high quality speakers. We also like to attend investment conferences of the type where investment mandates are reviewed with high net worth families. I'm going to be at one of those events in New York in May, hosted by the Family Office Club. We also plan to host two major events this year, one in Dallas and one in New York City. The dates are not 100% finalized yet, but do stay tuned. The Dallas event is going to focus on how to capitalize on opportunity in the current market, and our New York event in the fourth quarter will be our annual goal-setting retreat, where attendees will walk away with their own personalized plan for 2025. And we have nothing to sell at these conferences. The idea is to get like-minded people together, elevate your thinking, and uncover which strategies are appropriate for 2024 and 2025. So, Paul, it's all about defining your conference objectives for the year. Love the question. And for the listeners at home, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.